The other thing that happens is if you have any gases that are bound up in your minerals, the heat will also drive those away. And so you're losing part of your original chemical composition as water and gases like CO2 leave your mineral structure. So you can start out, for example, with something like dolomite. Dolomite is a mineral that we find in a lot of sedimentary rocks that form by precipitation. So, for example, limestones. Dolomite has CO2 bound up in its structure. If you add enough heat to it, you end up with a completely separate group of minerals that still have all the same ions that you started out with in the dolomite, but you've driven off the CO2. So you've already altered your composition just a little bit by taking out that CO2. When we think about what we're doing to the minerals in a metamorphic rock, we're adding heat, so we're already dehydrating them, we're degassing them, we're making life kind of tough for these minerals that were happy at the conditions that they were in before we either buried them or stuck a lava flow on top of them. So something that metamorphic geologists think about is this idea of the stability of different minerals. Different minerals are happy at different temperatures and pressures. Some hold their form much, much better at really high temperature and pressure. And if you bring those minerals up to Earth's surface, they shatter and fall apart because suddenly there's not enough pressure to hold them together. Other minerals are perfectly happy at Earth's surface. And then as you bury them, that added heat and pressure is just too much for their crystal structure to bear. And so they're going to alter themselves in order to deal with this change in conditions. One example of this is a group of minerals, the kyanite, andalusite, sillimanite system. Those are some fun names. These three minerals have exactly the same chemical composition. Exactly the same. It's just that the different elements are arranged differently in each of those three minerals. Andalusite likes to be stable at low pressure and low temperature. Sillimanite is stable at higher temperatures, and it can handle a range of higher pressures as well. And kyanite can handle some high temperatures, but it also really does well with high pressure. So, if you were to take a rock that started out with andalusite, low temperature, low pressure, it's perfectly happy under those conditions, and you were to bury it and increase the pressure, now the andalusite structure isn't stable anymore. It can't handle that pressure. And the atoms are going to rearrange into the chemical structure that forms kyanite. And so when metamorphic geologists look at a rock and they see kyanite in it, they say, aha, that rock had higher pressure than this rock over here that's got andalusite in it. So depending on the particular pressure and temperature conditions that your minerals are happiest to be existing at, that can help you to figure out a little bit about, for example, how deeply buried your rock was, or how high the temperature got before it made its way back up to Earth's surface. Mineral stability can be very useful for telling you a little bit of the story about what happened to that rock as it went through the process of metamorphism. Another fun thing that happens is as we change our pressure. Okay, so we've changed temperature. Now let's mess around with pressure for a little bit. And if you think about it, let's say think back to college, to the last semester if you're still in college. Think about finals week. That wasn't a real fun time.